Welcome to Kirk's Picks. I'm Kirk McElhern, and in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about something interesting I've discovered recently. Today's pick is Foregone, a novel by Russell Banks. Russell Banks is the author of 10 novels, including The Sweet Hereafter, Affliction, and Cloud Splitter, which are among my favorite novels. In this new book, documentary filmmaker Leonard Fife is suffering from terminal cancer and allows his former student Malcolm, another filmmaker, to bring a small crew to his home in Montreal, Canada, to carry out a last interview about his life and career. Malcolm comes with a series of questions, but Fife doesn't want to follow Malcolm's script and has his own idea. Fife had grown up in Massachusetts and had fled to Canada to escape the draft in the 1960s. He later became a well-known documentary filmmaker, having first made a film about how the Canadian military was testing Agent Orange on civilians in Canada, and following up with more documentaries over the years. Malcolm wanted the tale of how Fife had fled from the United States, and also about the film he had made of the Joan Baez concert at the 1969 Mariposa Folk Festival in Toronto, where she denounced the 60,000 young Americans who had, like him, fled to Canada to avoid being sent to Vietnam or being jailed, like her husband had been. The film crew took over the living room and moved all the furniture to the walls and covered the windows with black cloth. The plan was to shoot only Fife's head against the darkness, a bit like a play by Samuel Beckett. All that the camera caught was Fife's disembodied head and his words. Fife told his story, his narrative shifting in time and place, and as the novel progresses, he slides between several stories of his early life, but the truth seems elusive. Is he telling the truth, or just embroidering the past through a series of vignettes? He's adamant that he's telling all this to the camera so his wife Emma will know who he really is, what he has done in the past, and, as the day goes on, his narrative becomes increasingly fragmentary because of the pain, the fatigue, and the morphine he has on a drip. This lack of foundation is compounded by the shift in the novel from third person to first person and back again, and the lack of quotes, making the reader question what is dialogue and what is the author's voice. Fife says, "Time, like cancer, is the devourer of our lives. When you have no future and the present doesn't exist except as consciousness, all you have for a self is your past." As he goes on telling the tale of this part of his life, Fife seems to find himself striving to make sense of his life just before death and giving his wife the honesty that he had never had with her. Near the end of the novel, the narrator says, "He must include the details and contexts of everything that happened, so his betrayals and abandonments can be fully exposed and known and not excused. He wants to be forgiven, not excused. To be forgiven, his sins have to be known." Foregone is a moving novel about the past, about truth, and about the acceptance of death. Foregone by Russell Banks. Links in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Kirk's Picks. If you enjoyed the podcast, follow it on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app. For show notes and links to my pick, go to kirkville.com/picks. You can support this podcast by purchasing items via my affiliate links, or you can sign up for my Patreon and donate a few bucks a month. Tune in again soon for another pick.